local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
For you have made me sing.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Last Monday of the David Spoon Experience here in San Diego, people are like, why do you keep saying last one in San Diego? I don't know what the Lord has in mind, if he's got some other plans, other things going on, but I will tell you one thing, if the show continues somewhere, the entire San Diego audience will be notified. Of that, I promise you, one way or another. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Sam is an excellent brother in the Lord. I love him like a brother. He's on one of my speed dials. He's a great guy, somebody that you can have a lot of confidence in, somebody that you can trust is looking out for your best interest, but is not going to just blow a lot of smoke. If you've got a situation and it's a bad deal, he'll tell you. If it's a bad time to sell for you for a reason, he'll tell you. If it's a bad time for you to buy, he'll tell you. I'd rather somebody just be honest about it than just look for a commish. Sam takes 25% of his gross commission, gives it to whatever church or ministry you want to if you're buying or selling. It's pretty cool. Additionally, if you need him to come out and see what's going on at your place, he has no problem doing that, even without you making a commitment or an obligation. And if you're selling your house and it needs work, he has a fix-it fund where he'll forward money to you so that you can get the house fixed up. You list it with Sam. At the close of escrow, he takes the money back out that's owed to him, but he doesn't charge any interest. That's a pretty good deal. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, ThinkSam.com. And we tell you all the time, we do it for a reason. Because you may know somebody, it may not be you, maybe it is you, maybe it's not you. Maybe it's the other you that you're still trying to find, and therefore it's the inner you that you can't locate. And when you locate the inner you that's not you, then you can tell the inner you this. I'm going to send you to Sam so you can get your stuff done. Like that? That comes from Jackie Mason, by the way. People are like, where'd that come from? Jackie Mason. He was fed up with a psychiatrist and said, he said, I'm pretty sick of this whole thing. I'm going to find the inner me and give the inner me a bill for making me pay for all this stuff. I like that. It's just funny. Additionally, we got to do a what's bugging me. This one's a little sad. I don't want you to cry or nothing, just a little sad. So here it comes. What's bugging me, brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. EcolaTermite.com, 800-332-BUGS. Okay. How does that one resurrect all the time? That's pretty weird. Okay, get rid of them. Here we go. This is one I have three of them. I'm only going to read you one, but it's so sad. I'm not going to cry, but it's so sad. So for those that have listened to the show, you know we have a dog named Levi. And Levi is our buddy. We love Levi. He's like a great dog. He's split between my wife and I, my best friend and I, which explains why he's so neurotic. So he unfortunately sleeps on the bed, but he's not like little. You know, he's big. But he always gets super excited when you come home. When you get home, he's that dog that forgot that you left or forgot that you've ever been home. And it's like it's the first time you've ever been home. And if you come home with groceries, he thinks you're a great hunter. And if you come home with anything, he's thinking he's going to get a toy. I mean, he's just like that, right? Well, in the olden days when we had a couch, the couch was up against the wall and I would pull into the apartment complex and I would honk my horn and Levi would jump up on the couch and put his paws up on top of the couch and look out the window and watch me walk from my car all the way to the front door just until it was out of his view. Guess what? We don't have a couch. So now you know what Levi does? He stares at the window that's 6 feet above him because he can't look out the window and see that somebody's coming. He just can hear it. Isn't that sad? I think that's sad. That's what's bugging me. He won't have to wait very long, as in he won't have to wait more than another like 9-10 days. But it's sad to think of a dog who loves you looking at the window going, I can't see anything. Of course, he's not really looking there to give me love. He's looking to see what I'm bringing. So let's at least be a little honest. Okay, let's get to it. This particular DDD is called I'm Acting. I'm Acting. Like that? I'm Acting. Matthew chapter 23, verses 27 through 28. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of bones of the dead and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside, you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness. Youch. That is some tough stuff. There's Jesus just telling the religious leaders, you are liars. Oh, he didn't call them liars, Dade. He called them hypocrites. Yeah, much worse. Much, much worse. In the context that they're presenting themselves one way on the outside, but they're completely different on the inside. Keep in mind the portion of scripture where Samuel goes to anoint David and thinks that David's brother is the one because he looks good from the outside. And God says to him, I don't evaluate the outer appearance. I see what's on the inside. And so when somebody is doing something to portray themselves as something that they're not on the inside, it's acting. I'm acting. But God sees that. And God doesn't like that. Matthew chapter 6, I'm just going to pick out three verses because I don't need to pick out any more. Verse 2, so when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues. True, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. They did it so people would see them. People saw them. God's like, I'm not giving them anything. Verse 5, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. These are people that are praying. They've got the reward they were really seeking. They're praying in front of other people so they can be seen praying. God's going to let them have that one. He's just never going to answer the prayers. When you fast, verse 16, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their face to show others their fasting. Truly, I tell you, they've received their reward in full. What is their reward? That others have seen them. You know what they do? They fast and then they take dirt and they put it in their hair and they take mud on their face. And when somebody goes by, they go, I am fasting for the Lord. Hey, guess what God thinks of that? Not much. When we're living our Christian life as though the skin is what the show is, we've got big time problems. That's a big issue here with a lot of the racism issues that are going on. Everybody's freaking out about this, that, whatever. And you absolutely know that Martin Luther King Jr. was talking about the content of somebody's character from the inside out, as scripture makes clear. God is more interested in what's going on the inside around the red blood that everybody shares more than anything else. But the hypocrites make a big deal about the outside. Get it? Hypocrites. They're acting. from when a person would go out on a stage with a stick and a face, and they'd put up one face and speak in one voice and put up another face and speak in another voice and put up another face and speak in another voice. Like if I went somewhere and started to teach and I started to get just a little bit of a twang while I'm talking so I can identify with everybody that I'm talking to. That's acting. Get it? Yeah? Well, we're not supposed to be actors in life. Get it? Yeah, I know you do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and come back and look at the first big no-no in the church.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Do you like to see your ideas make a difference in the business world around you? Do you exhibit leadership, initiative, and innovation? Are you ready for a position that supports, mentors, and trains you even further? If this describes you, then we want to hear from you. We're Salem Media Group, and we're looking for serious individuals like you. If you're merely looking for a job, don't call. But if you're looking to build a career in the exploding arena of media and digital, a career that will reward you with excellent base pay, top-tier commissions, healthcare, vacations, and numerous other benefits, then we'd like to hear from you. Your deep understanding of the entire sales process start to finish and a good understanding of integrated multi-platform media, digital, and radio could qualify you to join our team of successful mobile, digital, and broadcast sellers here at Salem Media Group. Your ideas and passion can make a difference. Call 858-535-1210. 858-535-1210. Success lives at Salem Media Group.
An equal opportunity employer.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da'ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Jesus can use me, because in his hands I'm changing to a servant of God.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. That's my brother Billy singing these ins and outs. This is all stuff from his music, the Billy Spoon Band. I don't know what he does. I know he goes around and ministers. I don't know that they sell any of that stuff, but if you enjoy it, you can always listen through some of the podcasts on some of the music. They're free, so it's not an issue. We do want you to know that this segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries and our good friend Steve Wheeler and his wonderful wife Coral and his entire team who I had a chance to meet at the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch, and they are a cool team indeed. And I'm just really blessed, that they're connected to KPRZ, that they're connected to San Diego, that they're connected to ministries all over the world, taking the gospel all over the world, helping rural pastors from an educational, inspirational, and financial point of view. If you ask Steve what they need as a ministry, he'll say prayer, 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 prayer. Well, do they want money? He'd rather have prayer. The Lord has always provided for them, you know, just like any ministry that the Lord is connected to. He'd rather have people praying. He'd rather you join the partnership by praying for the ministry so they can take the gospel to further places, help rural pastors who are so disconnected they have no support anywhere. That's still your brother in the Lord who's planting a church, and in a lot of those places in very dangerous territory. Additionally, Whitefields helps support villages for survival by helping them get a clean drinking water system at no charge so that the people in the village can have clean drinking water and just live longer. So we encourage you to check it out. Whitefields.org is their website. Whitefields.org, coming out of John chapter 4, verse 35. 760-846-8610, 760-846-8610, whitefields.org, especially if you want to read a couple of testimonies, more than a couple, from pastors all over the world sharing some of the things that God is doing. Doesn't cost you anything, no obligation, don't have to become part of their mailing list. Just straightforward, hey, would you like to be blessed? You should read this. Okay. All right, all right, all righty then. This is our Monday. We've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I don't know, and I'll have to check with Agent Squires if they have in play what's going to be coming up, but I think they have some plans, some pretty good plans. I'm not even sure what the plans are for next week, but as soon as I find out specifically, I will tell you. But my wife and I are going to be going next week. I did get a fantastic email from Linda McNeil. God bless her. I mean, she, you know what? She actually showed me that she loves me in the Lord by saying, hey, I just want to make sure it's, you know, what you're doing, what the Lord's doing, and so on and so forth. And she was really checking out of genuine concern, which I think is awesome. That's what brothers and sisters do. And I just want to say thank you, Linda. We do believe that this move is directed from the Lord. It is initially involving our kids, but we believe it's grown into something much bigger. And so we will just wait and see as the Lord reveals. The second thing I do want to mention is October 30th. Most people don't realize this. This is my Christian birthday. You know, the day you get saved? Well, this is mine, except my brother and I can't remember what year. It's that bad. You see, when you were a Christian, it was 5 years or 10 years. Oh, that's easy. We can't figure out if it's the 39th or the 40th. We're having a little bit of a math struggle. I'm serious. And it doesn't make me feel old. I can't remember what year. But it did remind me that when my wife and I were talking, her dad said, how old are you? And she went, Then I felt much better that I couldn't remember my Christian birthday. Yeah. You know you're getting. You know why? Because when you're under 30, like really, when you're under 21, it's almost a badge to get to like 21, right? Or it's a badge to get to be 25 where you can, you know, rent a car and stuff like that, right? So people go, how old are you? 18 and a half. How old are you? 3 months away from being 21. What about when you're 7? I'm 7 1/4. I'm going to be 8 around just in 9 months. Okay? That's when you're looking forward to the birthdays. Then after you're in your 30s, right? And you start recognizing maybe you're not as immortal as you thought. And then you get into your 40s, you start looking backwards. How old are you? I was 38 years ago. I was 40 25 years ago. I remember that. I'm just being honest. All right. So one thing that we do recognize is the Lord is not impressed with acting. He doesn't like actors. Looks at hypocrites as a bad thing. And there's plenty of hypocrites in the religious realm. Keep in mind, the people that were hypocrites back in the day of Jesus were the religious people. Now, I know there's no hypocrites now. Now, the only big advantage is if somebody says to you, because they're being a smarty pants, if they say to you, well, I'm not going to go to the church, there's too many hypocrites, that's your opportunity to say, well, why don't you come? What's one more? That's when you say that. Okay? But let's go into the actual story that God tells us this is a bad idea and a bad thing. Ananias and Sapphira, a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself and brought the rest, put it at the apostles' feet. And Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you've lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received from the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? Yes. And wasn't the money at your disposal? Yes. What made you think of doing such a thing? You've not lied to human beings, but to God. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died, and great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Same thing with his wife when she came back in. What happened? Well, they sold the land for $500,000. Then they took $100,000 and put $100,000 in the bank. Then they went over and said, we sold the land for $400,000 and here's 100% of it. Now, why would you try and do that? Are you trying to look good? Are you trying to come off as fully sacrificing? Yeah, what was God's response? His body was carried out and he was buried. And the men who buried him buried his wife. Why? Because of false imaging. It's the first big no-no, and it is in the New Testament, and it is in the church, and it is after the ascension of Christ. Because they were projecting something they weren't. And God didn't like it. Now, we never do that. I'm sure nobody does that, right? Because even though we use that standard Christian answer, you know what the SCA is, the standard Christian answer? You want to really know what it is? I'll tell you right now. You go to church, somebody says, how you doing? Then you say, fine. Fine then gives you license not to say, I lost my dog, I lost my truck, I lost my wife, I lost my job, I lost my teeth, I lost my glasses, I lost my pants, I got nothing. How you doing? Fine. If somebody really cares about you and asks how you're doing and you're doing lousy, you could say, by faith, I'm doing great. In certain areas, I'm struggling. You can actually answer that question. There should be nothing amongst the Christian community that has a standard Christian answer that doesn't allow you to be truthful, ever. And if people really don't want to hear it, or if you're a person that asks people because you're courteous, don't ask. Don't ask somebody how they're doing unless you really want to know. And if you're a person who's asked how you doing, tell people. There's no point in trying to project how you, oh, I'm trying to be better than I am. Well, don't. You is what you is. That's what we're going to cover next. In fact, the title of the next one is I Ham What I Ham. It just comes out of Lump Marble Avenue Club. That's right. I'm having fun. Taking a short break, then coming back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere. When I'm searching for the wrong things, I'm not where I belong.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Join the Christian resistance. Listen to What's Right, What's Left on K-Praise weeknights 10 to midnight with Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders and Double X.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
For over four decades, Pastor Sanders has been reaching millions worldwide with his informative, powerful, truthful scripture and liberty program. Check out how to participate live, on air, at kprz.com. Meanwhile, listen pre-recorded weeknights at 10.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Join the Christian resistance. Listen to What's Right, What's Left on KPRZ weeknights 10 to midnight with Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders and Double X on AM 1210 KPRZ.
San Diegans should not allow anyone to go hungry during the holidays. Hi, I'm Donnie D of the San Diego Rescue Mission. For just $2.05, we can set another place at our table and serve a delicious home-cooked Thanksgiving meal. $41 provides 20 meals. This is a real, tangible way to show God's love. We don't stop there. All year round, we welcome everyone with nowhere else to go and give them resources they need. Each month, we serve almost 45,000 meals to homeless and hungry men, women, seniors, and children. This all happens because local businesses, churches, and people like you sit down and prayerfully consider what you can do to make a real difference. Please give today so the most vulnerable of our community can have a hot meal and a safe place to stay this holiday season. It all starts with you and your $2.05 gift to sponsor a warm holiday meal.
Log on now, sdrescue.org, or call 619-819-1888. That's 619-819-1888.
From all of us at the San Diego Rescue Mission, happy Thanksgiving and God bless you.
HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work. HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
For joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Yes, sir. It is the 30th of October, 2017, and I'm looking outside the window. You can't really see the traffic because 5 years ago you had a really great sight, line of sight to the traffic. Now it's not so much, but I can see the weather. It's got that cloudy feel. I believe that there is some wetness in the forecast. If you are a very optimistic person, you might say liquid sunshine might be heading your way. That's one way you might want to look at it. I do want to remind you, kprz.com, the website, so you can see what's up and coming and the announcements for the different things different ministries are getting involved with. We have new local ministries that are going to be on the air, and they're going to be coming on over the next 15, 18 months, and some of them will be a great blessing for you. So keep listening. We got some cool new national ministries coming your way as well. That's going to be very cool. And then don't forget, if you want to listen to any of this on your smartphone, which is definitely smarter than you are, then we encourage you, in the simplicity of it all, to get the KPRZ app, which is absolutely free. And you can get that for your iPhone or for your Android. Doesn't cost you any money. That way, wherever you are, you can push the button. You can be listening. It's like, yay, cool. All right. We have been discussing acting in a certain sense, or hypocrisy. We have been discussing that God is highly aware of hypocrisy and would much rather people would just be themselves. We have been discussing the first big no-no in the church, which was Ananias and Sapphira, who were killed by God. New Testament, after the Gospels are preached, in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 5 after the ascension of Jesus Christ. So don't go, well, that was the old dispensation. No, it wasn't. And we talked about the reality that projecting and trying to be something that you are not, lying about who you are, is a very dangerous path to walk. In fact, the best path to walk is the one that's most honest, which you say to people, how are you? I'm a mess, but by the grace of Jesus Christ, I'm saved. I mean, that's the most truthful out of all the statements that you could probably make. What's wrong with telling that truth? It's an excellent tool or open door for witnessing. We understand that God does not just look on the outside. Man is an outside-looking type of being. That's why man tries to do everything in a show or a showboat format. I'm just, you know, letting you know the problem that everybody has with racism. It's all outward stuff, outward, outward, outward. It's the inward stuff that counts. God's made that really clear. Let's look at a passage that fights us to reality. How about that? That a real child of God is, get this, aletheia. Real. John chapter 1, verse 43. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said, follow me. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, we have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nazareth? Can anything good come from there? Nathanael asked. Come and see, Philip said. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said, here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. How do you know me? Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you. Then Nathanael declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. This is a guy. Have you ever heard this expression? Oh, you know what you're getting when you're talking to that guy. Everything you want to know about him, he'll tell you. I mean, it's right out there, right? That dude is straightforward. Nothing weird about that. Ever heard this expression? He's a straight shooter. Tells you where he's at. Okay. Here is what happened with Nathanael. Nathanael was not somebody that liked some of the political correct attitudes or socially acceptable attitudes. And you think, well, how can you say that based on that text? Well, listen to what he said. When he is told, when Nathanael is told by Philip, hey, we found the Messiah, dude. He's Jesus of Nazareth. Nathanael goes, Nazareth? That's a stinky place. That's what he's telling him. He's like, can anything good come out of there? It's kind of like saying, what? That's like a slum. What are you talking about? Nothing good's coming out of that place. Think of a place that you would say nothing good ever comes out of there. A drug house. Nothing good ever comes out of a drug house. That's what Nathanael did. He had no reservation speaking his mind, telling the truth. He comes to see Jesus. What is it that Jesus says about him? Yeah, there's no deceit in this guy. He's going to tell you the way it is. In fact, I wish, and we will find this out when we get to eternity into the streets of gold, but I kind of wish I heard some of the dialogue more from Nathanael. I bet it was very straightforward. I bet it was really like, well, I bet he was the guy that went, that's baloney. You know what I'm saying? Because he's got that like kind of attitude going on. But Jesus likes him because he's aletheia. He's real. He's just what he is. It's like, look, I'm a mess. Okay. And I love that because for me personally, how I connect that is when I became a Christian and I was a genuine Christian believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross, that he was, you know, that he died for my sins, that he was buried. 3 days later, he rose again. He ascended to the right hand of the Father and he's coming back again. And I didn't stop believing that, but I was stuck in drugs. And I was having a hard time getting out. And when the Lord spoke to me that one time, two words, that's enough. And I got down and took all my drugs and threw them in the toilet. I broke all my bongs and pipes and threw them away in my garbage can while we were living on Mummy Mountain. And I said, Lord, I don't know what to tell you. I can tell you don't want me doing drugs. I like doing drugs. It's one of the only things I like doing on this planet. But I can tell you don't like it. I can't do this without you. I need help. It was just an honest prayer. There was nothing couched in it. There was nothing phony in it. I've said before, and I'll say it again, been a Christian for a long time. Still, to me, in my heart and mind, that 60 seconds was probably the most honest I can ever reflect on between God and I. I just told him what it was from what I understood. And I just told him, you don't help me, I'm not going to get help. It'll never happen. So he helped me. I woke up that next day, didn't do any more drugs. I used to get high 20 plus times. You think, oh, you can't get high 20 times a day. You have zero idea. Zero idea what's going on. I used to have a bong set out on my table for when I woke up in the morning that my mom let me keep, filled with pot laced with cocaine right on the top of it. I would get up, and before I would step out of bed, I would do my first hit. That was my life. The kids came from all the neighborhoods to my house to do drugs because my mom didn't want us to get caught, so I had the drug room. She didn't want us to go to jail. How many times do you think I got it? All the time. But God didn't like it. And I didn't think I could beat it without him. I'm sure that I could have gone through this, that, whatever, but you know what? I just needed help. I just needed that honesty, that openness. I just needed to throw it before him, and I just threw it before him. And he helped me. That wasn't even the first answer to prayer. That was just the first moment I knew it's just all bigger than anything I can imagine. So the truth is that being aletheia, being real, is superbly important to God. Being a hypocrite is something that God despises. Just be yourself. Yeah, I didn't do that. You know, when somebody calls you on something, instead of getting prideful and defensive, own it. Eat it. Get it over with. Yeah, I did that. I shouldn't have. And I was wrong. Moving on. Here's the key, and we'll wind it out with this before we get to the valuable art section. Here's the key. Pretending to be something that we're not is just an insult to God. If he's the creator, and he created you, and he created me, then me to be something that I'm not doesn't work. I am not a good pastor. I am not a good, I can be a good pastor over this group. No, I can't. Lousy at it. I never did well there. I liked teaching, but I was a lousy pastor. That's just the truth. I can't change any of that. It is what it is. As I lay it before the Lord, I am what I am, and so are you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. President Trump recently decried the inability of Congress to approve his court nominees. We have some of the most qualified people, he said. They're waiting forever online. It's not fair. More than anyone else, Senator Charles E. Grassley, chair of the Judiciary Committee, methodically frustrates the one offering that establishment D.C. can make to conservatives in the countryside by continuing to defend blue slips. The blue slip is simply the piece of paper that is sent by senators from the home state of every judicial nominee, allowing the senator to approve or veto the nominee. Blue slips would be anathema to our constitutional framers and need to go. It is simply inexplicable that any federal court vacancies could be left unfilled a year after Donald Trump's inauguration. If Senate Republicans don't want the majority, they are doing everything exactly right. If they do like their positions of authority, then burn the blue slips and stay in session until every judicial nominee has a hearing and a vote. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
You're listening to Plugged In on 1210 AM KPRZ. On Miley Cyrus's sixth album, Younger Now, the singer looks back on different stages of her life and proclaims that change is necessary to keep becoming the best version of yourself. That said, Miley doesn't completely distance herself from some problematic elements of her recent past. Profanities creep in at times, and some sensual miscues are front and center too. Those moments are really unfortunate here in an album where Miley seems more serious about growing up and changing in positive ways than we've seen from her in a long time. Giving Younger Now a 2.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. For the full review, visit us at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
In my heart tears.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Appreciate you joining us. We are having some fun. Countdown week. That's what this is. It's kind of what I'm calling it. It's not truly a countdown week per se, but this will be the last Monday that the David Spoon Experience is operating here in San Diego. I do think if all goes well and we don't have some glitch, next hour around 3:30 we'll have Dr. Jeffress joining us. I'm hoping so. It would be less than hilarious if he ended up forgetting lost trying to get to me, since I got him lost the last time trying to get him to the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch. You never know. We have been discussing, though, acting as Christians or not acting, and my first response is if you are an actor by profession, congratulations. If you are an actor in church trying to be something you're not or trying to act with God, your show has been canceled. Get it? Because God operates from the inside, looking at a person's insides, not their outsides. And no activity on the outside impresses God to the degree where he won't notice what's going on the inside. You are not perfect. You are made perfect or judicially pronounced perfect by the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you yourself, in your functionalities, are not perfect. But in Jesus Christ, you are seen as perfect. So let's just, you know, come on. In Christ, I'm perfect. In Christ alone, because me by myself, just a buffoon. Just a vapor. Think, oh, you know it's true. We're doing a way too much acting. The New Testament standards are pretty straightforward. Ananias and Sapphira were killed by God for projecting to be something they weren't. Wow. Well, that couldn't happen. I don't know that that can or can't happen. I'm not the one that pulled the trigger. God will do what he wants. He doesn't have to ask anybody's permission, you know. And then we kind of took a little bit of a look there at Nathanael, who was, by all accounts, as Jesus said, an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. I bet Jesus to a certain sense, enjoyed that because at least the guy would speak his mind. What's going on? What he's really thinking? We know that's true because even of what Nathaniel said to Philip when he goes, well, we found the guy, the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth. And Nathaniel's like going, Nazareth? Give me a break. There's nothing good that comes out of there.
That's just like insulting Nazareth as much as you can. It's just, you just can't get,
you know, it's like me saying nothing good comes out of Cleveland. You know, it's like that thing. Anyhow, yeah, that was for you, Ron. Anyhow, the understanding that we need to recognize is being real does not give us a permissible position to be a jerk. Because Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. You got to be kind and compassionate to one another. Being real doesn't mean you get to be a jerk to one another. There's nothing in that. But we do need to remember that we are quite the valuable piece of art. That's really important. Because Genesis 1:26, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, right? You are made in the image of God, right? Even though the primary definition has to do with ruling over the earth like God rules over the universe. But in Ephesians 2:10, it says we are God's handiwork. Another translation says we are God's masterpiece. Master, you are a masterpiece painted by God, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. We need to remember that even though we are a mess, and we are, the great news is we don't need to fake anything because we're God's mess. Are you a mess? I'm a mess. I'm a mess, but I'm God's mess. He's the painter. He's the author. He's the one that's writing the book. He's the one that's writing my play. And I could be all messed up, but in his mind, I'm a masterpiece. And he loves me. And I got a message for you. This, you should appreciate this. Psalm 139:14, which is typically used for the anti-abortion position and should be. It says this, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. The psalmist, David, is saying to God, you make great stuff and you made me. And the truth of the matter is, while we're a mess in our old man and our sinful nature, God is making us into something new and God doesn't make junk. So until I reach that place that I am 100% Jesus-like, or until I get to heaven, which is probably where that goes down, I'll recognize that God is making me something better. I'm not that something better. And in the meantime, I'm his until I get there. He considers me valuable. I recognize that there are some cool things that the Lord does in my life, but I recognize there's some mega sinful things that I do that take away from all that. I wonder how arrogant we would be if our most hidden sins were put on our forehead like a little TV monitor every time we met somebody. I wonder how fancy we would try and pretend we are if the deepest and darkest things that we thought, said, and did played on our forehead. I have a feeling we would be a little bit more realistic and acknowledging of who we are. Hey, I'm a sinner, but I'm a sinner saved. And I'm a mess in and of myself, but in God's economy, with God's help, I'm a child of the Most High King. And my cost and worth is the blood of Jesus Christ. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.